The Boston Red Sox have developed a flair for the dramatic, if nothing else. Last night, they did it again.
Again, the Red Sox are one strike away from becoming the first team ever down 3-0 in postseason history to force a game 7. Runners go. Red Sox force game 7. A tremendous pitching performance by Schilling, Arroyo, and Keith Foulke, who does it again.
That's Joe Buck on Fox Television. Boston defeated the Yankees 4-2 in the American League Championship Series. NPR's Robert Smith watched the game with Red Sox fans who were stuck behind enemy lines at a bar in New York City.
At the sight of that last Yankees strikeout, sports bars across New York City must have gone silent, but not all of them. At the Harry Monk in Midtown Manhattan, Boston Red Sox fans have been gathering all evening, and now, one win away from getting into the World Series, they go wild.
It's 2004. I think it's about time the Yankees stop singing a different tune.
You can forgive them a little Yankees bashing. It's not easy living in the Big Apple and rooting for a team from Boston. During the playoffs, their lives have become a string of taunts and jeers from coworkers and neighbors. Bill Clifford from New Jersey showed up at the bar without all of his usual Red Sox paraphernalia, because he had to come straight from work.
Can't go to work with Red Sox stuff on.
And he certainly couldn't go to any other New York City bars.
Never know what's going to happen. Yankee fans, they'll go nuts this time. They expect it to win. Red Sox are just out there having fun right now. We'll see what happens.
But not everyone hides their love of the Red Sox. Into the bar come John Cashishing and Dennis Leahy, dressed head to toe in Sox gear. They were born and raised in Massachusetts and work on Wall Street now. And they were willing to take the abuse on the subway over here.
Oh, I get plenty of hassle, but I give right back.
It's a sense of loyalty. We're from Boston. We're not going to convert to Yankees fans just because we live here. I mean, it's hometown pride.
Even if they have to recreate their hometown in a small bar, all night long they keep each other's spirits up through every hit and every error. Boston pitcher Curt Schilling, playing with an injured ankle, managed to shut down the Yankees' offense. The Red Sox took the lead in the fourth inning after a 3-run homer by Mark Bellhorn and never let it go. And even an inning away from victory, there was still some doubt among the fans here at the Harry Monk.
They were this close last year, too.
And in their final tense moments, a group of Yankees fans, who came to taunt the Red Sox supporters, began to yell.
Let's go Yankees!
The Yankees fans disappear after Boston wins and ties the series 3 games apiece. And outside the bar, the Boston fans are on their cell phones calling their friends and family back in Massachusetts. Chris Osborne says he never lost hope.
When they were down 3-0, I was there causing a ruckus saying, wait a minute, it's going to take something like this. It's going to take a miracle, something just unheard of for them to win it all. And I think this could be the time. That's unbelievable. I believe.
But even a true believer like Osborne has to consider this might be part of the cosmic joke being played on Red Sox fans who haven't been able to celebrate a World Series victory since 1918.
This is the plight of the Red Sox fan. You're just excited enough to be absolutely crestfallen and heartbroken when they lose it all at the last minute.
The final game in the American League Championship Series will be played tonight at Yankee Stadium. The National League Series continues this afternoon between St. Louis and Houston. The Astros are a game away from the World Series. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.